when reading the readings of today's sacred liturgy days ago. Usually I start Sunday evening the previous week. Once this Mass is over, we go to the next one. What really struck me, and of course which is very personal to me, whether it is for others or not, I don't know. I am not their judge. But the beginning of the epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians today very much bespeaks, and you can remember this later when the time comes for remembrance, which will be soon enough, that St. Paul says to me, to you, brethren, we give thanks to God for you all. And indeed, I do. Making a remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, every single day, from morning to night, and sometimes during the night, many times. I pray for you. It is no coincidence that many prayers are answered, because there is a backup. And among the backups is my prayer for you, all the time. Being mindful of the work of your faith. That's extremely important. If the heretics had only even read this sentence, the work of your faith, they say, we are not saved by works. We are saved by faith alone. That's not what St. Paul is saying here. The work of your faith. Faith must be coupled with work, with works, with labors. And everything we do for the love of God, for the love of neighbor, which hopefully is a lot, some do more than others, one in this direction, one in the other. It is a work of faith, faith and works. And of course he continues, because St. Paul always makes clear, makes sure that we dummies will understand. And the work of your faith and labor. Labor. To be a good Catholic means to labor. To labor for the church, to labor for the sacraments, to labor for this parish or shrine, for the whole church, for the liturgy. And of course, many of us have and will continue to labor, some of us more than others, to labor for the faith and charity. Charity is not just a word. You know, people all the time, oh, I love you, man. Well, I love you, canon. Or I love you, this one, or that one, or the other. All the time. Love, 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 love. I need a barf bag by the time I listen to all of this. It is not a word. It is work and labor. Faith and works. And so, it's very important. But all this goes from me to you. Hopefully, it'll come back, but if it doesn't, she will take care of it. Our communion is always present, and it is because of her that my prayers have any efficacy. And so we see how, both in this reading and in the Gospel, St. Paul praises those early Catholics because of their works, whether it be in Macedonia or Achaia. Of course, a lot of people don't know how to pronounce that, but that's okay. It is the faith and works. And what happens to the faith and works? It is founded in Jesus Christ. It is founded in the Holy Spirit. And it is founded in the Blessed Mother. And as a result, you see what happens, and of course, we're going backwards in time. Our Lord, because by the time St. Paul wrote this, Jesus was in heaven, body and soul, the King of kings, man and God, seated on the throne in heaven, which is His from eternity, and His from the moment of her saying, Fiat mihi secundum verum tuum, Let it be done unto me according to thy word. It is the most sacred, most glorious, holy commitment that she has made and that we must make with her. And as a result, we see that what our Lord says in the parable of today's gospel is very much so. And of course, we look around and we wonder, well, how can this be so? You know, but it is. And we have to have faith. We have to trust God and trust the Blessed Mother. The kingdom of heaven, the church, the faith is like a mustard seed. Tiny little seed, and from that springs forth a very big bush. He agrees. A very big bush. So from tiny to big. And of course, we've seen this here in this very blessed parish and shrine with many, many years of difficulties, of persecution, of all kinds of evils that have surrounded us. We continue to grow despite anything and everything else. And the same thing in the church. Despite all the persecution, and I'm not talking about Red China or the Muslims or whatever in the church. I couldn't care less about the other things. Persecution is good for us. It strengthens us. It makes us grow in Jesus Christ. But I'm talking about the persecutions inside the church. All those who have crept in. We see that in the Gospels. Who planted the weeds? Did I not plant good seed? You know the answer to that. And so it's a mustard seed. And so we too grow. And all throughout the world, despite all the persecution, we see that monasteries and seminaries are growing. They build a bigger one, and then again, they don't have anywhere to put it. And of course, it's all because of tradition. The other day, after the Legion meeting, and of course, remember I am the director, the spiritual director of the Pensacola Commission of the Legion of Mary. At one time, I went all the way up to Atlanta and to Mississippi. Now it's smaller, thank goodness. Though I don't have to visit them, they need to visit me, which they do. A lady came up to me from another parish. She should be here, but she's not. And she said, I could not marvel after the Mass, before the Legion meeting, I was looking at all your parishioners. Of course, they were not all there. A lot of them were. And she particularly, in this, take your hearts to your hearts, you ladies. This woman said, I couldn't believe it. The number of children. And I could not believe the tenderness with which the fathers of these children took care of them and carried them and directed them. What a wonderful thing that is to say. That speaks volumes of our parish and of our shrine. It is the mustard seed that keeps growing and growing. And so too, we continue and must continue to grow. And as we pray these holy mysteries of the Mass, we need to give thanks to God for all the children, for all the babies. And there are more and more. I had the pleasure of baptizing another one yesterday. And there are several more on the way. Some I know of, some I don't know of. They haven't told me, but I know anyway. They can't hide anything from me. And so we give thanks to God. All these babies that will hopefully grow up to be holy Roman Catholics and will be part of this great increase of the harvest of souls which our Lord has begun, and with the Blessed Mother here blessing us which she continues. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.